Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello, and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, also known as the Fog City Psychic. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. Happy New Year, all of you out there. I hope that all of you had a wonderful holiday season and that this whole weird thing where we take down all the holiday decorations and try to get back to normal, I hope that's not making you too nuts. I'm feeling slightly nuts. I got to spend Christmas and New Year's at home with my family, and we slept late and stayed in our pajamas most of the time, laughed our heads off, and just generally had a fabulous, restful time. My sense about the year to come is that energetically, we're going to need to bring our A game. And so it's a good thing that we got some rest over the holidays. No more fooling around, hanging on to patterns and people and dramas that no longer serve us. The energy of the new year is creating a great space for us to let go of what's keeping us stuck and to step forward into our best, our most abundant life. And if you're feeling ready now to start to heal the patterns that are keeping you stuck, and if you'd like some tools to help you open up to the flow of grace and of abundance that's yours to claim, you might be interested. See what a clever segue this is. You might be interested in the next Inviting Change series of classes. This is a three-class. It's an online series where Lisa Tunney and I are sharing exercises, meditations, and the most important thing, practical tools that you can use right now. No woo-woo. Well, there might be a teeny bit of woo-woo. Most of it is very practical, no messing around. Tools you can use right now to spark that change that helps you open up to finally move forward. Let this be the year that you embrace that full, rich life that you're meant to be living. There are lots of details about the class at fogcitypsychic.com. The new series of classes starts on January 16th, but if you're ready to go ahead now, you don't have to wait that long to take a meaningful step to making this a better year. When you register for the series of classes, you'll get immediate access to an introductory audio class that has powerful exercises that you can start right now to help you begin that shift from fear to grace, from fear to love. And FogCityPsychic.com is the place to go for information. Golly, there's a lot going on. Find out about, classes, and the blog is there. You can sign up for the newsletter. There's radio show stuff. There's a ton of stuff there. Just go over and start clicking randomly on things. If you're interested in booking a private session with me, you're very welcome anytime. Don't hesitate to get in touch. This is a great time to get another perspective on what you'd like to accomplish this year. My guest on today's show is numerologist and intuitive Allison Bachman. We're going to be talking about numerology as a tool that you can use to learn more about yourself and your life purpose. Allison will also be sharing some of her predictions for 2012. We're going to take your calls for readings with Allison starting at the bottom of the hour. So the number to call is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Allison will need to know your date of birth, your real date of birth, so be willing to pony that up when you get on the air with us. The handsome and charming Chris will answer your call, and then he'll let me know that you are waiting to get on the air. And if you're listening live at transformationtalkradio.com, please feel free to send me a message in the instant feedback box. That's on the upper right-hand side of the page at transformationtalkradio.com. I'll keep an eye out for your questions and comments, and if you put your birth date and a question for Allison in that box, I'll try to get it on the air if we have got time to get to it. All right, away we go. Allison Bachman is a professional numerologist, author, lecturer, frequent radio show guest, which is good for me, and she was the host of Visible by Numbers, which was a weekly radio talk show, a really good show, about numerology on BBS Radio. Allison first discovered numerology as a child. She studied it for a lifetime and has been reading as a professional for more than 11 years for people across the U.S. and internationally. Allison continues her studies with a wide range of metaphysical subjects, focusing on other divination tools, holistic healing, chakras, meditation, qigong, reiki, crystals, and mediumship. You can find out more about Allison and her work at visiblebynumbers.com. Allison Bachman, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Well, thank you, Karen. And I got to say, sitting here, I love your energy. I mean, seriously.
Well,
it's just making me all happy.
Yay. Well, you know, this is my idea of a good time. I really feel like I've got the best job in the entire world because when I am doing this, whether I'm on the air or working with clients or teaching or whatever I'm doing, it just lights me up. And I don't know about you and what your story is like. For me, when I said yes to doing the things that I was passionate about, everything changed and I just got a lot happier.
Yeah. Well, I think it's about following your joy, and it's like if something makes you happy, just go down that road and more joy will follow. So I think that's a rule of thumb for anybody, anywhere, doing anything, is follow your joy.
And allow yourself maybe to check in with how you're feeling as you go forward, as you sit with a choice. Is this a choice that brings me light and love, or is this a choice that makes me feel like, you know, hitting myself over the head with a hammer?
Sure, exactly. Right. I mean, we all have internal guidance systems, and that's our emotions. And you're absolutely right. Pay attention to your emotions because they're really, you know, your greatest key. So I agree.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about your work and how you came to this place on your spiritual journey?
Well, I really feel that when I was a child, I was interested in things that, coming from a parochial school and Catholic family, I'm sure that it was a little bit odd, but I was very interested in biographies. I discovered a numerology book when I was very young. I also attempted transcendental meditation as a child. I read Edgar Cayce as a child. I was definitely interested in the metaphysical from the get-go. And I'd like to say that I was a child prodigy, but that just doesn't happen. Life has a way of taking over, but I was always, always interested in numerology. And about 11 years ago, I mean, the honest truth of the matter is, you know, I made a living as an artist, and my hand, I had tendonitis in my hand so bad I couldn't do it anymore. Mm. And so many people, you know, told me how much I helped them by helping them to understand their numerology. So I, quite frankly, I just put it out there to God, the universe, to the divine, and I said, you know, if this is something that you want me to do now, use numerology to help people, then all I'm asking for you to do is open a door for me, and I promise I'll go through it. And the God's honest truth is, 2 weeks later, I was invited to be the numerologist on board of a spiritual cruise. And this was before Hay House and any of them. This was back in 2003. You know, I got invited to be on a cruise. And that's when I really kind of jumped off that proverbial, I'm going crazy numerology sort of thing. Because, you know, it wasn't just a door, it was a barn door. And I just followed you know, whatever divine things that were given to me from then on. And it just kind of has led me down this path to be where I am today. And, you know, in the scheme of things, again, if you're doing something that makes you happy, that brings you joy, and numerology and helping people certainly does that for me, you can't go wrong. You just can't.
And I know that you are not stingy with your gifts. You not only do private readings, but you teach and you mentor and you work with people to truly share the gift, not just kind of parcel it out in tiny, you know, pay-as-you-go offerings, right?
No. Well, I you know, I really feel that there's tremendous value in numerology, especially in today, to help us understand ourselves, to love ourselves, to understand our past and what our destinies are. And certainly, you know, there's just so much valuable information in a numerology chart. And I just consider it to be a total honor to be able to work with students and send them out there, and hopefully they're doing, you know, really good work, you know, with what I taught them. And, you know, it's kind of like dropping that little, you know, penny into, you know, the water and seeing the waves, you know, and hopefully, you know, from what I put into it by teaching others, you know, a lot of people will reap the benefits.
One of the things we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show is about 2012 and what your views are, what the numbers tell us about 2012 and what your intuition tells you about 2012. But as you talk about dropping the penny in and watching the ripples, I'm just feeling guided to say that one of the things numerology can do is it can start that process, start that ripple moving, can give you insight that takes you deeper and deeper and deeper into self-knowledge.
Absolutely. I like to think of it as that I'm just the mouthpiece for your soul. Mm-hmm. And numerology really is your soul speaking to you. And so by my ability to be able to comprehend, understand, and convey to you what your numbers are saying, that's you in communion with your soul destiny. And so many people have had profound changes after a numerology reading. I think there's a tremendous validation for them for who they are. And also understanding what they always knew inside of them, but it was like I came along and just repeated it back to them. So I really feel it can be a very transformational experience to fully understand your numerology chart. And certainly I think it can give you clear direction as to where you should be and where you should be going.
I'm wondering what role for you intuition plays as you're reading. I have a sense, just from having heard you on several programs and kind of following your work, that there's more than just doing math involved here.
I learned really from the get-go that when you study numerology, it's a science, okay? Mm-hmm. You have to understand the meaning of the numbers, and that comes from knowledge and from past numerologists writing about it. So what I have is a phenomenal understanding of numerology, but there is a divine connection. And so for me, from the get-go, I understood right from the start that I'm working with something greater than myself when I do a numerology reading. And the way that the reading comes through me and how it comes out of me is almost channeled sometimes. Mm-hmm. And let's not, I mean, I could... Certainly, I've done mediumship. I've actually, you know, I see things. I've seen angels. I've seen a lot of things. I have clairvoyance, clairsentience. I have all of the above. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, where I'm really feel that I can be most effective is taking that intuitiveness and letting it, you know, blossom, using numerology. To me, it's a beautiful combination to put the two things together. So quite often when I'm doing a reading, I'm going to come out with something, and I'll always say to a client, this is not numerology. This is coming from something I'm seeing or hearing or feeling. So I always let them know, but I always add that to my readings.
Wonderful. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. When we come back after this short break, Allison Bachman and I will be talking about what you personally can learn from numerology. And also I'd like to ask her about using numerology to look at compatibility in relationships. This is Out of the Fog, and we'll be right back.
Like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. Rod Stewart joins. No, 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 he doesn't. My guest is numerologist Allison Bachman. She's nothing like Rod Stewart, and neither am I. I'm Karen Hager, also known as the Fog City Psychic. You can find out more about Allison and her work at visiblebynumbers.com. We were talking before the break about numerology, what it is and how kind of the power of using that to unlock our self-knowledge, help us go a little bit deeper into learning about ourselves. And Allison, I wanted to ask you, is there one number, is there one important thing that I can have to sort of start my journey now to learning about myself with numerology?
Sure. Well, I'd like to say that there's one number, but if you truly understand what a numerology chart is talking about, we are basically a melding of many numbers. And so, you know, it really, you put it all together in a layering effect until you see the full picture. But a lot of people focus strongly, because one of the strongest energy in the chart is the life path number, which is derived from the date of birth. And life path number tells a lot of things about you. It actually can give you some information on where you've been in past lives.
Oh.
It certainly focuses in on what talents and abilities you brought into this lifetime, things that you don't need to learn, you don't need to practice that, you just automatically have them. It is going to be a very strong influence on how you proceed through life, more than likely influencing, you know, the way that you do things, your decisions, your feelings. And life path number is something that I think is really important for everyone to know, but I really don't like it when people focus on just one particular number, because there's so much information there, and it all interplays, it all works together. And so I feel that the first five numbers in the chart probably are most telling to really kind of define a person, and that would be not only the life path, but the day that you're born there's a lot of information in that, talents and abilities you have, and the day that you're born really does influence, has a strong influence on what you do in life, your career. Your name brings in what's called the expression number, the destiny number is another word for it. And that's what your soul came to do. That's really the mission in this lifetime, is something that you must accomplish. The heart's desire is what brings you your greatest joy, and your personality number is certainly how other people perceive you. So to me, if you, I can't put it down to one number. It's really basically five numbers that are really important to define a person.
And I love what you're saying, because that kind of shows how rich and layered this can be when you get into it, how much there is. It's not like, you know, you get your horoscope out of the newspaper and all the Geminis, you've got the same thing for the day. It's a lot more detailed, a lot richer than that, right? Because just if my life path number, I think I'm a four, I'll have to add it up again, I can't remember, but if my life path number is a four, I'm not like all the other fours out there, am I? And it's those other numbers that modify it.
No, absolutely not. And it even goes further, because everyone has challenges written into their life plan, and challenges influence your energy and sometimes create some issues. And so you might be a four, but if you're challenged to the four energy, you're not going to be a typical four. You know, and you even get into, there's another type of energy that comes in with our pinnacles, our cycles, our essences, our transits, our personal year. All those are numbers. And we have numbers, you know, we have pages of numbers that really are telling the story of our life. And when we get into the second part of a chart, it's talking about the energy that is actually creating your experiences and opportunities in life. It's the path, the road that you're traveling, that gives you the opportunities to express who you are. And so, you know, you might be a four, but if you're traveling on, let's say, let me think, would be a really bad number for four. Fours, I don't know if they get along with everybody, but let's say you're traveling on a seven path. Well, a seven energy is very different from a four. So if you're in that energy at a certain time of your life, that time has a different purpose for you, and you're going to use that four energy to kind of express the energy of the seven. So you see, it's kind of complicated, and that's where interpretation comes in. That's where somebody who truly understands what each number means and how it's influencing you, at what specific times it's influencing you. I mean, literally, when I do a reading, I start at the beginning at your birth, and I walk you through your life and validate. You'd be amazed at how many experiences right down to the year you can validate with people. Marriages, birth of children, divorces, you know, sometimes loss of loved ones. It's all very much defined there in that energy.
Wow. And I know that you offer readings on your site, which is visiblebynumbers.com, phone readings. When you're working with someone, can you use the same tool for compatibility in relationships? So if I have all my information and I also have my prospective partner's information, can you tell about how the relationship is going to go as well?
Absolutely. Yes, yes, because certain numbers play very nice together and certain numbers don't, okay? And so what I never say that two people are wrong for each other, because I really feel that every relationship is a learning experience. And so I can tell you if you're going to get along with that person. I can tell you where the downfalls are and where you're going to conflict if that energy isn't perfect. And then sometimes I think when it comes to understanding each other in relationships, whether it be your lover, your husband, your sister, or a coworker, if you understand what their energy is, then you can understand where they're coming from. And so the whole idea of allowing somebody to be who they are, accepting them for exactly who they are, once you understand who this person is, it's up to you to decide, boy, can I live with that? And if it's something you can live with, then I give you my blessing. If it's something that is going to create a lot of conflict, you know, it's time to move on. So I think that it's very helpful. You'd be surprised at how many internet daters call me with their potential loved one only for me to dash their hopes.
In a gentle, loving way, right? But
in a gentle, loving way, like, oh, I'm not feeling it here. I actually had one wonderful woman who called me and was so head over heels with this guy, and I was trying to explain to her that I saw this tremendous sexuality with him, and his numbers were very vibrant, very sexual, and I said, are you up for that? Because, you know, this is what you're going to be dealing with. And she goes, oh, no, no, he's wonderful. Well, when he arrived, he literally arrived, and as he was going to stay at her condominium, and he literally brought her a really cute little present, and has, you know, if I mentioned French maid outfit, that was part of it. So she calls me up, and she goes, I hate it when you're right. I just hate it when you're right. I've had a couple of cute readings.
It does kind of bring in the issue of free will as well, because even if I have a reading from you and you say that, no, that person I met on the internet is not the person for me, I have free will and I can go out there and make mistakes and and do whatever I want to do. Is what would you say the role of free will is as you're looking at someone's, as you're doing a reading for somebody? How does that play into how they're going to either live into or not live into the way that their numbers say they should go?
Well, I think that let's back it up a little bit. And energetically, we all have definite energy. And it is that energy that defines what we desire in life. Okay? Mm-hmm. So if we all wanted to be CEO of a company, this would be a crazy world, right? But that's why people are created as healers, or cosmic mothers come in that are perfect for raising children, or artists come in to inspire us, psychics come in to enlighten us. They'll just come in, to spiritually, bring truth. So there's all different roles that we play. So we're always going to vibrate to our energy, which is what creates our choices in life. And when you think about manifestation, okay, you come in with this energy and you automatically are going to manifest according to that energy, okay? So is there free will? Well, yes, you're creating your life. You always have been creating your life based on your energy, because it's literally impossible, the number of people that when you read for and they're doing exactly what their numbers say they should be doing, I mean, it's, you're manifesting this, you're creating this, this is your life. You're creating it as you go along according to your energy. So is there free will? Yes. Yes, I believe there's free will, but I believe we made a lot of those choices before we came in to this lifetime.
Right.
And then once we're here, we have the free will choice of either rocking our energy and being the best at it we could possibly be, and also having a really good perception of who we are and really kind of going out there and expressing it, or we can do less with it. I think we do have a free will choice to how we live our lives. But I feel that to a certain extent, a lot of it is we've already decided who we are and what we want to be in this lifetime and where we want to go. It's how we get there is the free will choice.
Right. Well, and sometimes, at least I found this in my experience, getting another perspective, whether that is from an intuitive or however you're getting that additional perspective, can kind of put you back on track in times when you're stepping away from your purpose, stepping away from that thing, even if you know that it's what you're meant to be doing. It helps to get that additional perspective to sort of put you back on track and go, oh, yes, I remember. I'm supposed to be doing this, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was told that really very early on in my career that on a divine level that was my purpose, to realign people to their what they're here for and to their authentic selves. And I've always firmly believed that there's just something about the reading that just kind of awakens, something that they've already known, but it's validating it and kind of setting them back on track.
Right.
So I agree, absolutely.
Well, when we come back after this break, we're going to get to hear you do a reading on the air. We have Sandy in Ontario who has written into the instant feedback box at transformationtalkradio.com with a question and her birth date for you. When we come back after this short break, we'll talk 2012 predictions. We'll get readings from Alison Bachman. I'm Karen Hager. You're listening to Out of the Fog, and we'll be right back.
TalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City Solve Urban Race. urbanrace.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest today is numerologist Allison Bachman. You can find out more about her at bullbynumbers.com. We're about to swing into the readings, and you can find us at 800-930-2819 or type into the instant feedback box at transformationtalkradio.com. Allison, we have Sandy in Ontario, who has a birth date of August 26, 1953, and she's wondering if there are any potential relationships in store for her this year.
Okay. Checking a few things here. Well, she's in a good year for social, for sure. Usually the first 3 years of our cycle are very good for relationships. So she's in a three personal year in 2012, and that could be social, relationships, love, and romance. So, you know, it's as good a year as any, and I would really have her point out March, July, and August, and even December. Those are really important months. So if you meet somebody in those months, those are also relationship months. And the other thing I would tell her is, she's a seven life path, and sevens are notorious for sometimes with relationships having multiple marriages or eclectic families. Sevens, sometimes it's hard to, you know, always stay married. I think sevens sometimes are very inward people. They're very, she's actually quite gifted as far as with her own spiritualness. She's like a wise old sage, a little bit of a mystic, a little bit of a skeptic. She's a seeker of the truth. It's a really beautiful energy of the life path seven that she has. She also has some business skills in that birthday number, and she is an old soul. The challenge I think that I would really want her to think about, especially as when she goes into relationships, is her own self-worth and self-love and self-esteem, you know, because her chart is showing me that that is an issue that she really has been working on for a lifetime. And so I think when you love yourself first, then you're ready for the relationships. But she's definitely in a year that is ripe for romance. So looks good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. So it does look good for maybe meeting somebody, and then through loving herself, maybe that blossoming into something lasting.
Yes. Three is a really good year for relationships. It will bring romance, absolutely. Wonderful. And like I said, there's certain months that she will be going through where that's where you really need to have a heads up, and that the 2 months that are 6 months are March and December, and that can bring in a committed relationship. But also we can't take off the plate because we have July that brings her a new beginning or a new start of some sort. Quite often that itself can be a relationship. And August is soulmate for her, so there's potential of a soulmate coming in August. So she's actually got 4 months that will add to the three of the personal year that will hedge her bets a little.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's great. Well, thank you very much. And, Sandy, I hope that that was helpful information. Send me a give me a sign, post something congratulatory in the instant feedback box or email me and let me know how it goes. We also have Chris in Rhode Island, and his birth date is April 13th, 1973. And I don't have a question from Chris.
That's okay. I'll just give him a little bit of information, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Look, it's Chris from Rhode Island.
Hi there.
Well, yes. Well, my goodness, Chris from Rhode Island. You actually have a life path number that indicates good karma. And so, you know, a 10-1 is the way it is configured. So it's good karma, and that means you're capable of great accomplishment in this lifetime. And you truly have out-of-the-box thinking. You're very much an individual. You'd kind of dance your own tune. You have very creative ideas, and you have strong leadership skills. And I feel it's very important that you know that you should probably own your own business because this is your natural born skills. And you have ambition and wanting definitely to succeed. Now, your day of birth at 13 is probably karma that you're working through in this lifetime. And the truth of the matter is you're a little bit of a slacker in a past lifetime, a little bit of a Huck Finn. And so in this lifetime, maybe early on, you maybe didn't have the focus that you should have had or you were working on that, but you really, it's about focusing and disciplining your talents in this lifetime and making something out of them. It's called effort versus reward. The more effort you put into something, the greater the rewards. And this helps you. You're very creative, but this also helps you to focus that creativity. I don't care how talented you are, unless you've got discipline, you know, you can waste your talent. So this is very helpful for you. Your chart is telling me old soul. So again, I don't say that to everyone. I know I just said it to the last two people, but there's clear indications in numerology for old soul, and that comes in with the challenges. He has a zero challenge early on in life, so that's old soul. Your chart is telling me that you are very empathic, okay? And what I mean by that is you're very sensitive, even though you're kind of Mr. Bravado and you've got this really kind of forward sort of, but then inside I feel that there's a vulnerability to you. And I also feel that you sense people's emotions. You kind of sense if they're happy, if they're sad. You probably even pick up energy. So I would ask you to, you know, maybe look up the meaning of empath and see if that doesn't resonate to you, because I really feel you're sensitive, that you pick up stuff very easily. And maybe sometimes you might even make a few alterations in how you're behaving or what you're saying, because you actually know what to say to people, or you know, maybe trying to please them or keep the peace in some way. But there's a lot of sensitivity there.
You're hitting the nail right on the head. I just have to say, this is totally me. Although I have to clarify something. I'm always telling Karen what she wants to hear, like especially off the air, but it's only because I mean it. It's not that I'm just wanting to please her. I just want to make that correction.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And just really quickly, you're going into a 4-year, so this is your 4-year. So for you, this is a foundation year. So you kind of got to look at this year as being that, look at the basis upon which you live, and whether that's your work, your career, your home, and work on that. And it's going to be a lot of work coming in. Some of it might not be the most exciting work. It might be a little tedious. But really apply yourself this year, because this year, the stuff that you put in this year is going to pay off down the road for you. So it's all about the focus this year and working hard at stuff, okay?
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's great. And I don't usually have my little intuitive spidey sense turned on, but I just turned it on just a little. And I got to say that you rock, Allison. That resonates with a lot of stuff that I pick up from Chris as well. That's awesome stuff. So thank you, Chris. That's nice.
That was fun.
And now I know your birthday, too, so when the strange joke gift arrives in the mail, then, you know, that's for me.
Love it.
Now, and I'm going to put it out there to Chris that, you know, hey, you know what, Facebook me and message me, and I might even be nice enough to give you the rest of the story.
All right, I'm going to find you on Facebook. All right.
Okay, you can hunt me down and stalk me. I'll tell you all about you.
Love it.
Now, Allison, you said that he was going into a four-year. Is it a four-year?
He is in a four-year, yeah.
Is 2012 a four?
Yeah. It takes me a little while to wrap my mind around the new year, because when you've been doing readings all year long and you're talking about when you move into the next year, but, well, hey, we're here. So I meant 2012 is a four-year, right.
So it's a four and not a five. I'm just confused because I was a theater major, but I was trying to add up, you know, 2012. And I got four.
Well, to arrive at the personal year, you add the month plus the day to the universal year number, and this is a five universal year. So he was born in April, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a four. 13 is a four plus five equals 13.
Right.
And one and three is four.
Okay. And when you are talking about the energy of the year, Allison, the energy of the year 2012,
That's a five-year. Yes.
Okay.
The way that you get the universal year number is adding across the year. So you're adding 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 2, and that equals a 5. So 2012 is a five-personal year, a universal year. He's in a four-personal year. So four applies to him on a personal level, but the five applies universally to all of us.
Okay. Now, what does the five universal year tell us about 2012 in general?
Well, when you understand the number five, it's talking about change and freedom as well. But yet, when you examine the word change, without change, there's no growth. So it's a really important year. And the five also sometimes, there's a little bit of restlessness that comes in with it, especially in the beginning of the year. And people feel a little bit uneasy with it because they know that something is up. And I think we all kind of feel that. And I think that this is going to be the kind of energy that we've seen a lot of people asking for change. We've seen a lot of change trying to come in. But when we were in the four universal year last year, that wouldn't allow it. But when we move into the five, this should allow change by leaps and bounds. And so this year, I think on every level and every country, we should see some major changes going on. There's a lot of elements about the five to bear in mind. It makes people more open-minded and more willing to accept new ideas. And, you know, we've seen this veritable explosion of spiritual philosophy since the year 2000. It's becoming very, very mainstream. We're seeing traditional religions losing their people. People are asking this truth, this wanting to know the truth, the desire. This is coming in strong, and I really feel that more and more people are going to open up their minds and ask questions and not be stuck in that, well, the fog.
Right.
Stuck in the fog anymore. I think they're going to come out of the fog and wake up and be more willing to accept maybe some new ideas.
All right. When we get back from the break, Allison, let's continue that. We're also going to do a reading for Sally in Florida. You're listening to Out of the Fog, and we'll be right back. Hey.
naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm so busy dancing, I almost forgot to come back. That's right. Oh, the radio show. I'm doing the radio show. It's Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest today is numerologist Allison Bachman. There's way more about her than we can talk about in this hour, so I would suggest you head over to visiblebynumbers.com. Check out everything that she offers there. There's a great resources page on her site where you can get more information about some of the things we began to talk about today. She's highly recommended. Now, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the energy of 2012 being a 5-year and how that is a year of change. And I'd like to start this little segment. Just, we're going to do a reading for Sally from Florida. And then after that, I'd like to ask you a little bit more about the changes you see coming in 2012. Okay.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Sally in Florida says, my birth date is 8-7-57. And my partner's birth date is 12-17-55. What do our numbers suggest for us this new year?
Oh, what the numbers suggest this new year. Okay. All right. I was looking at it in general, but let me just look really, really quickly. She's in a 2 and 8. He's in a 4. Actually, that's somewhat compatible energy, at least our cycles there in pretty compatible years, so that they're not going to have as much tension if it wasn't the way it is. The one thing about compatibility is this is one of those cases where you really need to see the full chart in order to really see where the compatibility is between the people and where there might be some issues. For me, I see her as a very creative, out-of-the-box thinker and certainly a person that dances to her own tune, and I see her significant other to being a little bit more formal and a little bit needing a little bit more structure and maybe, a little bit more grounded. So I would really like to look at the whole shebang between these two. But to answer her question, this is a very compatible year for the both of them. I feel it'll work out real well for them.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much, Sally. I hope that that is, that's helpful. It sounds like a good year for both of you. Now, when we look at 2012 and we look at that sort of that five energy, the energy of change, what are some of the predictions that you have for the year to come? What can we expect?
Okay, well, what I really expect is a lot of sudden, unexpected developments. And you have to, because this is one of the things that five creates. It's change. Sometimes we want the change, but sometimes it just happens, you know. And so unexpected developments, we really got to bear that in mind. If we go down some of the particulars in my predictions, I think Occupy Wall Street is right up the alley of five, which is change. And I really feel that this movement, as well as the protests around the world, the voices are going to get louder. And I feel that the energy of 2012 will allow that to grow. And really, it's up to our leaders to embrace, listen to what they have to say and maybe do something about it. As I said before, I really see spiritual philosophy exploding and continuing to explode. I think a lot of people, the one thing I would tell people is if you're already awakened and enlightened, I think you're going to experience 2012 fairly pleasantly. I think if you're in negative energy or if you're not awake, I think that it's going to be a rude awakening. So I feel that a lot of people are going to be seeking out spiritual teachers and people such as yourself and myself for advice. I really feel that that's going to be very strong. I think we're going to see technology advancements like we've never seen before at light speed. If I'm looking at the weather, I'm going to tell you that this is not necessarily based on numerology, but certainly based on my intuition and guidance. I think the big news will be about windstorms next year. Big windstorms. I've actually seen them in dreams, and so I've also saw indications of it elsewhere. I will say that I've predicted a very minor hurricane season for several years in a row, but I'm taking that off the plate this year. I feel it's going to be a much more active hurricane season. Not as crazy as 2005 when that was just one right after another, but I do think it's going to be a much bigger hurricane season. I see flooding for the East Coast, and also power disruptions. I just want to say that. I really do. I know we don't have a lot of time, but anyone that's listening, you know, I feel whether it's weather-related or whether it has to do, as we move into the solar maximum, it could be disturbances from the sun, but this is a time to get some candles, get some flashlights, think about how you would function in your home without electricity, and, you know, do a little advanced preparation for that. I feel it'll be a big story with electrical disruption. Mm-hmm. When it comes to businesses, I'm sorry, the big banks, I think karma is going to come a-calling, and I feel that the big banks are going to suffer. I feel that they've already, this MF Global thing has hurt a lot of really big banks. I feel a lot of them will have maybe their credit rating downsized or something like that, but I do feel big banks are in big trouble, especially unethical. Anybody that's unethical, anybody that's greedy, anybody that's polluting Mother Earth, anybody in general, it's not going to be a good year for them. Mm-hmm. I will also, I'm going to call this year for accidents, because the one thing about the five is people are very accident prone when they're in the five energy. And usually because fives are in such a hurry to get to where they want to go, they're not paying attention to where they are. But I saw a huge trend in October with accidents with trains and planes and automobiles. So, and I'm also not taking off the plate nuclear accidents as well, or potentially maybe something coming out of the Gulf again because of that oil spill. So I'm thinking accidents, industrial accidents. The earthquakes, I'm sorry, but that's not going to go away. It's a natural thing to have earthquakes on this planet. But the magnitude of the ones that we've been having of late are a little bit unusual, and I still feel that that's going to be a trend. Computer hackers taking down the Internet, hacking into major websites, I think that's going to be a big story for 2012 as well. The sky, I feel things coming down from the sky, sorry, but I saw a big trend with this as well. So I feel that whether it's space junk, stations, satellites, meteorites, I would look to the skies because I feel there's going to be a lot of action up there. Scandals, absolutely. Again, the truth is coming out, and where there's been bad behavior, it's going to be shown, especially sexual scandals and potentially something that could be very disruptive for the Catholic Church. I feel that that's going to be big in 2012. I would like to say that the economy is going to recover, but I can't. And I just wish I could, but I feel that a lot of what we're being told is smoke and mirrors, and they're kicking the can down the highway. The problem has to be addressed. And eventually, you know, things are going to crash a little bit harder than they already are. So I would just say prepare yourself.
Allison, wow. Thank you so much. That's just, that's like a flood of information. And I really appreciate you putting it out that way. And I understand that you're putting that out not in the, in the spirit of encouraging fear, but you're putting it out there in the spirit of encouraging people to be prepared and
be
to
prepared.
Pay attention and to act with integrity, that this is not a time when there's no more fooling around. And hanging on to those old patterns, those old habits, the negative stuff is just is not going to serve you in the new year. Allison Bachman has been my guest. You can find out more about her and her work at visiblebynumbers.com. Allison, you rock. You're probably aware of that. Thank you so much for being on the show. You're welcome back anytime.
Well, you are a fantastic host and really just a delightful personality. So it's been my pleasure, really.
Thank you very much. You can call me at home and tell me that, too. Just leave it on my answering machine and I'll play it over and over again.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That is all the time that we have for today. Would you please visit FogCityPsychic.com and click on everything. Book a reading, get the newsletter. Just there's a lot going on. Find out about everything. Check out that Inviting Change class. Next week at this time, my guest will be psychic medium Christy Robinette. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
Listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week. We'll be right back.
Bye.